The title of this book is All About Dragons, authored by Martin K. Eddington and narrated by Martin K. Eddington. Chapter 0.01. This is the summary page in the beginning of the book. Dragons are an enduring icon around the world. Many cultures have dragons in them as mystical creatures. Dragons also affect the art and stories of many cultures throughout history. There's also the question of whether dragons really existed or not, and do they exist today? Most people would say that the idea of dragons being real is just a fantasy, yet there are videos and pictures of dragons all over the modern world. Dragons are part of history, and many stories of heroes include stories of them killing dragons, like the story of St. George and the Dragon. In this book, we examine the history of dragons, stories about them, and evidence for their possible existence. The copyright page is as follows. This book is copyrighted for 2020. All About Dragons, Legendary Animals and Creatures Series, Book 3, by Martin K. Eddington. All rights reserved, USA 2020, printed in the United States of America. There are a lot of other books, over 80 of them, by Martin K. Eddington on many subjects, from the metaphysics to space to yoga to ancient history. If you'd like to learn more, go to his website at mkeddingtonbooks.com. That's spelled mkeddingtonbooks.com. Also, there's a page to sign up if you want to get on his mailing list. And you can go to the website, the same website, mkeddingtonbooks.com, in the upper right, to see the mail sign up. Chapter 1.0, Introduction. Dragons are an enduring icon around the world. Many cultures have dragons in them as mystical creatures. Dragons also affect the art and stories of many cultures throughout history. There's also the question of whether dragons really existed or not, and do they exist today? Most people would say that the ideas of dragons being real is just a fantasy. Yet there are videos and pictures of dragons all over the modern world. Dragons are part of history, and many stories of heroes include stories of them killing dragons, like the story of St. George and the Dragon. In this book, we examine the history of dragons, stories about them, and evidence for their possible existence. Chapter 2.0, Derivation of Dragons. Draconic creatures appear in virtually all cultures around the globe. Nonetheless, scholars dispute where the idea of dragons originates from, and a wide variety of hypotheses have been proposed. In his book, An Instinct for Dragons, in 2000, anthropologist David E. Jones suggests a hypothesis that humans, just like monkeys, have inherited instinctive reactions to snakes, large cats, and birds of prey. He cites a study which found that approximately 39 people in 100 are afraid of snakes and notes that fear of snakes is especially prominent in children, even in areas where snakes are rare. The earliest attested dragons all resemble snakes or bear snake-like attributes. Jones, therefore, concludes that the reason why dragons appear in nearly all cultures is because of humans' innate fear of snakes and other animals that were major predators of humans' primate ancestors. Dragons are usually said to reside in dank caves, deep pools, wild mountain reaches, sea bottoms, haunted forests, all places which would have been fraught with danger for early human ancestors. In her book, The First Fossil Hunters, Dinosaurs, Mammoths, and Myth in Greek and Roman Times, 2000, Adrian Mayer argues that some stories of dragons may have been inspired by ancient discoveries of fossils belonging to dinosaurs and other prehistoric animals. She argues that the dragon lore of northern India may have been inspired by observations of oversized, extraordinary bones in the fossil beds of the Siwak Hills below the Himalayas, and that ancient Greek artistic depictions of the monster of Troy may have been influenced by fossils of Samotherium, an extinct species of giraffe whose fossils are common in the Mediterranean region. In China, a region where fossils of large prehistoric animals are common, these remains are frequently identified as dragon bones and are commonly used in Chinese traditional medicine. Mayer, however, is careful to point out that not all stories of dragons and giants are inspired by fossils, and notes that Scandinavia has many stories of dragons and sea monsters, but has long been considered barren of large fossils. In one of her later books, she states that many dragon images around the world were based on folk knowledge or exaggerations of living reptiles such as Komodo dragons, Gila monsters, iguanas, alligators, or in California, alligator lizards.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?